y'all tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official league podcast. Yo, 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 we back again. Week 12.
Special Tuesday edition.
Tuesday edition for Thanksgiving. It's the first Thanksgiving show, so we had to get the kind of timing straight. Watts coming. Let me introduce everybody. We have Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, over here, and we have Watts via Skype again. The buzzsaw, attorney at law. How you doing, Watts?
Yo, yo, very good, very good. Big night last night. Sitting down now, drinking a nice Pinot Noir. Josh Sellers, highly recommended to all the listeners out there.
Watts, I see him in his, I guess it would be his office. He's in a suit with drinking wine. He's very classy right now. Meanwhile, I'm t-shirt and jeans, and Miller over here is in a hoodie and some sweatpants, I think.
East Bay.
East Bay. Yo, was that the Justin Hall of East Bay stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
They had some like huge slick deal like 10 years ago.
All right, so there's a couple of things we got to address right off the bat. Now, Woods, what's the Coleman situation? What's the penalty here?
There's no penalty.
There's no penalty?
It doesn't matter. He has two guys on his main roster who are on IR, Andrew Luck and Terrell Pryor.
Okay, now the other
semantics.
The other
Throw the book at him.
Now the other elephant in the room.
There is no book.
The other elephant in the room, yo, what's up with the Kuhn tanking with Reed, starting Reed?
Yes, he will be penalized for that.
So what's the penalization?
His second round pick will become the last pick in that round, no matter which pick he has. He does not, in fact, have a second-round pick, I believe. So then the penalty transfers to his first-round pick. I don't believe he has a first-round pick either. So the penalty then transfers to his 2019 second-round pick. So his 2019 second-round pick will now become the last pick in that round.
Wow, man.
We just make sure that's noted somewhere.
It'll be noted.
What year are we in? Like, the upcoming draft is the 18 draft.
Correct.
So 2 years from now, his second-round pick is the last pick in the draft?
His pick he has, right. Correct. Right. Whichever pick it is.
Oh, so is it the first or the second?
It's if he has a second round pick, his second round pick will become the last pick in that draft.
If he doesn't have a second round pick?
It'll be his first.
Whew. So hopefully
he's gonna try to trade that pick to somebody and somebody's gonna get got and be like, oh,
no,
I got
an no, early. So pick. It doesn't it's mm-hmm. until we do the draft lottery, it doesn't lock.
He's gonna get got. Okay, his first round pick's gonna go from whatever it is to the last.
Technically he has my 19 first, so it might not be that bad.
Oh yeah, might be a huge difference. You know, maybe a pick or two.
Maybe none.
Yeah, it might just be the same. all right. So let's get into the week one. Week 11 here. Game one. You know what? I actually should have brought up the NFL scores real quick. You got them?
It doesn't have the score on it. It just has the games.
All right. So let's go with the Thursday night game, Pittsburgh, Tennessee. This was a really rough game for Tennessee, man. Pittsburgh just beat the shit out of Antonio Brown.
Every game's a rough game for Tennessee.
No, they're not.
Suck. They fucking suck. I don't care. Don't tell me they have a good. I don't know what the record is. Don't tell me it's good because they fucking suck.
It is good, man. I see. And every time I see that those people on what's that shit? Red Zone. That guy Baird or the safety over there is fucking picking off a ball. He has like 10 picks this year. I don't get how they win games, but they're like, they may win that division. That's all I know.
Marcus Trecciota? No. They're fucking awful.
I think they're 7-4 after this game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
I was low-mo picking Tennessee, but I was on that Hennessy that night, as I told you, and altered my judgment for sure.
Yeah, you were a madman picking. Pittsburgh wins the games.
Breakout Pittsburgh offense game. They haven't had one all season.
Antonio Brown went nuts that game. He was at 3 touchdowns, 147
yards. 150
yards,
3 TDs. Big Ben had a monster game.
Finally.
Le'Veon Bell. Another quiet game from Bell. He got a touchdown taken off the board from a replay challenge that saved Watts' week.
I know. Watts, what happened to you this week? A very, very close game. I mean, it should have been a beatdown.
You know, it's a W what am I saying? it's another tab in the win column. That's all we care about. And sometimes you got to win ugly. Dropped a decent amount of points, $120. You know, I'll take it.
All right, yeah. So
that charges D though.
That charges D. And James was lucky in his own right. So we'll get into that when we cover this past week.
In Herman's league, I started the Chargers D, Gostakowski, and Rashard Matthews, and I still lost by like 27 points.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of my team did anything. Going on to the Sunday morning games here, we got the Jaguars visited the Browns.
Fournette went from not playing to getting 30 carries and being the only player in the season to rush for 100 yards against the Browns.
Yeah, yo, he actually had a decent game.
what the fuck was that?
I don't know. The Browns are pathetic. First of all, Sean Kizer blows. Like, I'm going to throw that out there right now. They should be.
I think they had 180 total yards, the Browns, in that game. And they almost covered. They were like had the game-winning drive, and then there was a sack fumble loss touchdown and blew the cover. Bad weather. I was on it, and it was a backdoor cover by the Jags, and they played me. But the rest of the week was pretty good for me, so not complaining.
The Jags win despite Blake Bortles. I feel like that guy can't throw a football.
Of course,
that's accurate every week.
They're absolutely stacked everywhere.
They would
else.
Be legit playoff contenders with a QB.
They're gonna.
Let me rephrase. They would be legit Super Bowl contenders. Yeah. They're already playoff contenders.
Yeah,
but they would be Super Bowl contenders.
Well,
with
that D, they're still a tough out. You know, like it's not like they're super high octane offense where they run into a D and then that's.
You know,
it.
Who I still think is a great fit on that team, and I can't believe it didn't happen. Eli Manning.
I think
trading Eli Manning.
Fine, next year.
He's not going anywhere. Bro.
He needs to be gone.
He's not going anywhere, man. We
Coughlin connection.
Eli.
Eli shines when he's got a running game and a great D.
All right, so let's just get then. I guess that's a good segue into the Giants versus the Chiefs, the field goal, everything you want to see.
The wackest game possible.
This game was very, very hard to watch and was just like the biggest trap of all time, right? You got Andy Reid, who's won like 18 games coming off a bye.
16-2 coming off a bye.
That's right.
No, make it 16-3 because the Giants. And honestly, the biggest pretenders of the year, I want to say the Chiefs crown them. They are the pretenders of pretenders. They suck. Alex Smith, he came back. He's got nothing after the first one.
I mean, who would have ever suspected that? No one. I can't think of one person who saw that coming.
Kareem Hunt is no longer in the top three, nor the top five, nor the top 10 conversation. He is a pretty garbage running back at this point.
Is it Pat Mahomes' time?
Who?
Pat Mahomes.
I would, you know, I don't know. It's hard. It's rough to say because Alex Smith got you here. Because, like, honestly, if you had told me at week 11 they'd be 6-4. I would have been like, all
right,
yeah,
right,
fine. You know,
right.
So it's like –
same thing with Kareem Hunt. If I would have told you week 11, Kareem Hunt has 800 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns, you'd be like, oh, wow, it's a pretty good season.
It's just how they got there. They did everything in the first six games and nothing since. So they've had a rough stretch. Really, it all started because of that Raiders game, man. Once the Raiders came back, because I think that was their first or second loss. And
I think it was the first.
It was early on.
Yeah.
They're losing.
And the Raiders had 19 tries at the end of the game in the goal line.
Yeah. Ever since then, they haven't been the same team. They've just been whack. And they lose to the Giants, who basically were trying to like be like, bro, just beat us. Like, what the fuck?
Did you see the Kelce pick?
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
I was at a wedding.
He threw the ball like 50 yards. It was like very, very impressive, even though it was interception. It was like a perfect spiral 50 yards down the field. And if it was just like 55, he would have gotten him.
When they showed it on Red Zone, I was like, this is a touchdown. I never seen a ball get thrown like on a flea flicker type thing, like a fake play. I never seen a non-quarterback chuck a ball that long. I was
really?
Like, holy shit. And it was just like.
Who was it to? Was it to Hill?
Oh, it was to Collins, bro. It was right to the fucking.
No. Who was in? There was the target.
There wasn't a chief in the fucking vicinity.
I still never saw the play.
Bro, it was like he whipped it to like three Giants defenders like 45 yards downfield.
At least, it had to be at least 50. Yeah. Like perfect spiral. He like just cranked it. It would have been. And also Shane Vereen threw it was a pass back play. And he got picked in the end zone, but his was like a lot uglier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Alex Smith has a pick this season, but I'm pretty sure
we picked him like three times.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
coming into the game, I don't think he had a pick on the season, but Kelce and Tyreek Hill have thrown picks.
Well, why are they throwing footballs, bro?
Dude, Andy Reid started believing his own bullshit. He's like drawing up these crazy ass plays. Like,
unless you're down by 14 in the fourth quarter and like you do it one time a year, like just have your quarterback throw the fucking football.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I ever seen that workout was Ronnie Brown. Like every
Damian Tomlinson was nasty at it.
Was he?
Yeah, he
was.
He had four touchdowns
in
one
lefty.
Season for me.
Really?
Yeah, passing.
Was that the season where he had like fucking 30 touchdowns?
Yeah,
rushing?
He also had four passing.
God's an animal. To play, I would have loved to play in fantasy football and have one of those guys back in the day, like a Priest Holmes who scored like 28 touchdowns, like two touchdowns a game.
Sean Alexander,
Marshall Faulk. Like, you remember Marshall Faulk seasons, man? Like, Marshall Faulk would
2,500 yards from scrimmage. Like,
beyond that, he would have like 1,000 receiving, 1,000 from the, you know, for running, man. The guy, because he was big play all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Giants, they're messing up their pick. Because now, I think with that win, you lose first overall pick.
Oh, they're not even in contention for that now. They're in danger of losing, like, top three if they win a couple more games here.
Like, because San Francisco's got the win. I don't know how the tiebreakers go, but San Francisco has the direct win over you. So hopefully we stay below them. Yeah. But actually, we have two wins now. They fucking have one.
Right.
So hopefully they win another game, which if you look at their schedule, you know, like who they beat, maybe Arizona.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they play Arizona again, but they got shot.
So that sucks.
So I was rooting against the Giants, as I have been for the last 7 weeks
since
or so.
Week four, bro. Like, I'm like, all right.
But I will say this. If the Giants were going to fuck me and win one game,
this was the game.
I'm happy it's this one.
Yeah. Somewhere up in White Plains, New York, you had Mike Feinberg scream at the television,
yeah.
All four-letter words being yelled, very, very upset with his shitty team. I am 100%. I am betting against them all year.
So according to Feinberg, week one, when the Chiefs beat the Patriots, that crowned the Chiefs the best team in the NFL, because if you beat the best team in the NFL, you're the best team in the NFL. So now with the Chiefs, the reverse of that, with the Chiefs now losing to the Giants, are the Chiefs now like the third worst team in the NFL?
Here's my problem with Feinberg. I'm just going to lay it out here real quick. Like, he's a little bit like of a snide. Like, he goes all the analytics and the statistics, blah, 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 blah. I just say things. Like, I just shoot from the hip. Everyone knows my deal. I'm not looking up a stat, right? But how many times does this guy get to be wrong about fucking everything? And get a bye, even though he's Mr. Statistic.
He's always on a bye week.
He's always on a bye week. I know, right? Because we had a big, big argument about my fantasy rankings. I was like, bro, it's like, it's official for sure, but it's just for fun. Like, chill out. Like,
he got very upset that Le'Veon Bell was not included in my top three running backs.
We were talking about guys you were most afraid to play. Like, and honestly, Le'Veon Bell's not up there, man. Like, as far as the other three dudes.
He's a great fantasy player, and he's in a great system for his skill set and his offense.
But if you're an offense, you're not like, shit, I got to tackle this guy 25 times a game. You're like, all right, man, like, he's going to get the ball a lot. Hopefully he doesn't break a couple. Like,
and it's like, if I have him fourth, like, who cares? Like, that's like the big world's biggest snub in the world.
Yeah.
That he's fourth instead of third.
Mm-hmm. Listen to the show, Feinberg. All right.
We got to get him to call in.
You got to get him on here. Maybe like in the end of the season when he's out of his college hottie hole like from studying. All right.
And Launchpad wants to come on when he's in town too. We got to get him on the show.
Absolutely. Ooh. He could. I hope he wears a
Launchpad. I am the show. Schechter.
You already know what he's gonna wear.
I hope he wears.
He's gonna have an
gorilla
suit. He's gonna have an I Love SD shirt on.
We'd have to record that one live. Get it up on YouTube so people really can appreciate it.
You would. You look like you want to get mouth fucked with the things he wears, bro. Like, it's terrible. Like, every time I see him, I'm like, God damn. All right. Moving on to the next game, the Bucs versus the Dolphins. Honestly, Jay Cutler should just get hurt every half, at the end of every half, because Matt Moore doesn't play good if you start him, but if he comes
same
off.
Same with Jameis Winston.
Well, this is the Fitzpatrick effect. Fitzpatrick, you know, he goes to a team, quarterback gets hurt, he goes in, he rocks. Then you start him for a full year, he blows, and then he moves on and gets another paycheck somewhere else. So this is just Brian Fitzpatrick.
Guy didn't go to Harvard by being dumb.
No, man. I think I would like to see at the end of his career how much he actually made from doing what he did instead of just being great all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, because he gets those one-year, like, high-priced one-year deals.
Yeah, man.
Like, $15 million for 1 year
and then what if,
like, super mediocre.
What if he's, like, the anti, like, Jordan or LeBron, where he doesn't care about rings so much, he just cares about the money, you know? And he does this like...
That's,
he,
like, everyone, by the way.
No. But, like, he can be good is what I'm trying to say, but he's, like, statistically figured it out where it's, like, all right, all guaranteed money, right, up front.
What if he's like the guy from Blue Mountain State? Like, all he wants to do is be a backup quarterback, but like these fucking dick faces in front of him keep getting hurt. And he's like so fucking pissed about it. He's like, God damn it, I thought being a backup quarterback was like a good job. And like, he keeps having to play.
I know, right? That would actually be even better.
He does have the record on the Wonderlic exam.
Does he really?
He has the all-time record. Yeah. We got wrong on it.
Eli Manning.
So he's gaming everybody because it's like, this guy's so smart, right? How does he make some of the worst throws you can fucking possibly imagine, right? So there's got to be something
the
else
same way that
Mayor, goes on in the background.
Same way that like Manny Ramirez can't spell the word cat, but he can hit a baseball 600 feet.
Look, man, football, I mean, regardless of how smart you are, the game's moving incredibly fast. Like, this guy's who's running like 4.240s out there, you know? Like,
pro sports should be make it very clear there is no correlation between book smart, like intelligence and professional skills and athleticism.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking would be good at it, bro.
I don't know if he'd be good at football.
He'd be
terrible at football, man.
He'd be hitting dingers, bro, if he was any good, right? That correlated.
He can't even swing a bat.
Get him a fucking robot body, man. I don't know. Like,
I guess I was a week late on Fitz, by the way. He had a nice game there. He finished top 10 this week. I was just a week late, just for the listeners.
Yeah. Okay. the Bucks were trying to give it up in the second half here to Matt Moore. Matt Moore and Kenny Stills had like a day. Like that, he came off the bench and he just was like, "Yeah, I'm hitting my boy Stills." The Dolphins blow.
Yes.
They need to get rid of all quarterbacks.
I would say just get rid of everyone on the roster.
No, Landry's good, man.
Fine. Landry's leaving anyway because he's a free agent.
Landry's gone. Landry, Parker, and
Parker Stills. The best receiver on the team, Leonte Carew, can stay. Everyone else can go fucking take a walk.
Leonte Carew, I thought I saw him on a milk butt carton, bro. What do you mean? Who the hell is that? Like,
oh, you'll see as soon as Landry leaves.
The Buccaneers end up covering by 10 because of they had a defensive touchdown at the end of that game.
They did laterals. They tried to lateral the ball. Got recovered in the end zone. The great Jarvis Landry was responsible for that one.
Yeah, I was at a wedding all day Sunday. I didn't watch any football. So I don't know. Besides the scores and some fantasy stats, I don't know anything that happened.
Now for the saddest game of the week was the Ravens at the Packers. Your boy sucks, bro. Hudley.
The breakout party was abruptly canceled.
The Ravens defense isn't even any good. He scored no points. 0 points.
Yeah, the Ravens defense put the fucking hurt on him. And Devontae Adams had a nice game, though, fantasy-wise, somehow.
It's amazing.
It's amazing that I think this is reveals how bad Jordy Nelson is. And not how bad he is, but
how Rodgers-dependent he is.
Yes, he's so Rodgers-dependent now because they're focusing all their attention on him and, like, he can't do anything. And Devontae is the one getting open. So
the funny thing, though, is, like, it's a symbiotic relationship because when Jordy was out, Rodgers wasn't great either.
Here's the deal. Like, Jordy isn't like Mr. Run like a 5 yard slant. He's more like I'm open deep, and this guy's never gonna be hitting him down there.
Yeah.
So he's nerfed, bro. That's it. Like, I'm sure when Rodgers gets back this year or the beginning of next year, Jordy will be just fine.
Yeah.
He's gonna be 33. So I'm 34.
He's a receiver, though. I mean, like, it's not like he's like super athletic in the sense where, like, he's a burner or, like, he's, like...
He's more of, like, a T.O. build. Like, he's a yak. Like, he's, like, T.O. physical. Middle, bro. He's, like, a physical kind of more receiver than he relies... He's not, like, a guy who relies on, like, his athleticism necessarily.
I'm out on Jordy going forward.
You're out on Jordy? I think he'll be okay. I think he has a couple more good years in him.
As long as he plays with Rodgers, he's fine.
For sure.
Moving on to the next game. Oh, by the way, Ravens... Shutout, 23-0.
Smash.
Next game, the Lions versus the Bears. The Lions, man, again, at least they scored points now. They called Amir Abdullah, and they called his name in the red zone. They called Marvin Lewis. They got him involved. Marvin Jones. Did they get one to Tate?
No, I don't think he had a touchdown. I don't think Tate did much, actually.
Yeah, like 32 yards receiving or something like that.
I think he had a whack game.
The Bears, I mean... Their defense is legit.
Cohen's coming back.
Yeah, he had a great
45 yards and a touchdown on the ground.
Yeah, his run. I think they did a sweep to him, They were like going to the right, and he went to the left, and he just beat everyone to the corner. He had a sweet jump to it. He scored, but the Bears, you're there. They're a year or two away before they're any good. I think the Bears are just gonna.
They got to can John Fox too, man. This guy doesn't know how to win.
They need to get rid of John Fox, and they need to get some goddamn receivers. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah, whoever, because they'll be drafting relatively high. They'll be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Whoever's there,
they
need to just reach for.
I agree with you 100%.
My favorite part about this game was I dropped Bears D. James picked them up and got played by them.
Oh, he started them against you?
Yes.
Revenge game?
That's the real story of the game. That's the real story of the game. He wants to talk about this, that, Le'Veon Bell callback, .. That was his fucked up, so.
That Le'Veon Bell touchdown did fuck him.
next game, Rams versus the Vikings. Rams shut down by the Vikings. The Vikings, they might go to this. They might go all the way this year to the Super Bowl, I think. Well, I don't think they're going to beat Patriots necessarily, but.
You think they're coming out of the NFC? I don't think they're coming
who's
out of
really
NFC.
Of that? I mean, the Saints, but they're see what you know what it is?
Saints and the Eagles, man. It's not only the class of the NFC.
I understand, but their defense is sick and their receiving core just doing it.
But they have Case Keenum and Latavius Murray. I cannot endorse the team with Case Keenum and Latavius Murray.
I
can't endorse Thielen.
He's feeling the feeling, man. That guy, he's gangbusters, man. Him and Diggs
he's
out there.
He's killing it, yeah.
They got a decent tight end, Rudolph. I mean, they have offensive weapons, man.
I hear you.
Is it Murray?
The defense hasn't been great this year, though, outside of Xavier Rhodes.
Whatever, man. They ended up beating the shit out of the Rams
that
over
they
here.
Did.
The Gurley only
shut down. He had a touchdown.
He had a touchdown,
but that was it.
But that was it. Yeah.
Cooper Kupp sucks. I'm going on the record right now. He dropped a touchdown.
Welcome to the dark
side. He dropped
side.
Like three passes this game. This guy, the hype machine needs to stop. Turn the train. Stop the train. Turn around, dude. This guy is overrated.
He had alligator arms this game, man. Every time that he was like going to get contact and he had a chance to catch the ball, man, yeah. He was just like, ooh, nope, trying to keep those arms short.
I didn't watch shook,
and there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
I didn't watch any of this game, but I do know that Cooper Kupp still sucks because his fucking name is
yes!
His name is stupid.
Yes, you don't
I don't
even
like
watch
it.
The game. Yes.
I don't, I'm not going to try to say this guy's name because I don't come anywhere close to it. So, yeah, I agree, too. Man, I don't like this guy. But you know what? He brings his lunch pail to work every day.
he's a real grinder.
Real grinder.
The Robert Woods, the Robert Woods era is over. His shoulder injury is out a few weeks.
He's out a few weeks,
yeah. And he was doing his thing, man. This guy really came on this year.
I can't believe it. It sucks. I can't make fun of him anymore.
If you'd have told me that Sammy Watkins and him would have been on the same team and again, and Woods would have been the better player this year, I'd have been like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But what does this do for Watkins? Does it even help him? You think that Woods is now hurt? Or do you think Watkins?
I don't see how it's probably even worse for him now because, like, on the off chance that like Woods was going to be drawing like defensive attention, that was going to all go to Watkins.
I only see in the Rams games. I only see the red zone stuff, right? So, like, is he like open and just like getting passed to, or is he just covered the whole time?
Watkins?
Yeah,
I think his skill set does not fit with Goff. Goff is not a deep ball kind of guy. He's more of a short to intermediate.
Like, you got to be real open for him to be whipping it down.
Like, it's just that's not Sammy Watkins' game. Like, Sammy Watkins is a burner.
I don't get what Buffalo did with that. Like, one, you disrespect Tyrod for no reason. He was like,
no one knows what Buffalo's doing, man. They're fucking horrible franchise, dude.
Then you get rid of your best player, arguably, in what was it, Watkins? And then you bring in two of the whacker receivers in, was it Matthews and Kelvin Benjamin, who got hurt first game out there, who's fat. He's the Pillsbury doughboy out there. And we'll get to the Bills. Next game is Cardinals-Texans. Texans win one for no reason. Destroy the Cardinals. Slim payoff chances.
Cardinals toast.
We talked about this. We're like, Tom Savage is like the worst quarterback of all time. Like, how is he going to win a game? And then Blaine Gabbert actually has a decent game. Finished QB6. Called by yours truly. But still, Tom Savage gets the victory here. And what was really unfortunate was Devonta Foreman did his fucking thing.
Yeah, two touchdowns, right?
Yeah, he blew his Achilles in the second one, I think.
Two touchdowns, 65 yards and 10 carries, did his thing, and then breaks his leg, man. Like, it sucks for it to be a Texans fan this year.
Yeah, bro, the two, like,
at least they got the Astros.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going forward, though, I mean, if they come back healthy, I would start Watson. And
Achilles is a rough injury.
Yeah, that and the other guy, Deonta Foreman. Yeah, it's because Lamar Miller gives you nothing, bro. That guy is just like he's a starter, and that's it.
Man. Lamar Miller is like completely average at every aspect of the game. Like, he's not awful, but he's just fine. But he doesn't help.
Yeah. Remember Thomas Jones? He's kind of like Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones was actually really good.
He was dope.
Just hit the hole. He wasn't like a breakout.
No.
Thomas Jones is like baby beast.
We can look at the stats again. Dude.
Look him up. Thomas Jones. Lamar Miller's best season is not touching Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones was a really good running back for the Bears
and
the
Jets. Yeah.
He was really good for the Jets.
Lamar Miller's like, he'll take whatever you give him.
Yeah, like the second
Thomas Jones on Thomas Jones' career, he probably has like a 4.1 average or something like that. Like,
yeah, but that's,
he gets the hole, but he's not an explosive player by any means.
No, but he's a guy who like he got hit at the line of scrimmage and he averaged like a four fucking
after count that. Yeah.
Like, look at his like attempts and his like look at his season, man. Like, his seasons are good, bro. Like, those are hard yards he's getting on.
Does Lamar Miller even have a 1,000-yard season? He's like,
bro,
what is that?
1,000 yards.
I definitely did it in Miami.
Over like he hasn't gained 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
I think Thomas Jones had like 4 or 5 seasons in a row of like 1,200 yards rushing.
Yeah, and he was dope. I'm not even trying to hear this Thomas Jones day.
Come on, Watts. You better come harder than that.
Texans, they win by 10.
Thomas Jones, friend of the pod.
The Redskins, bro, gave one up.
Thomas Jones' career, okay. He has a 4 average even for his career. He did have 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons over 1,000 yards.
Boom.
That's a good amount for like.
I'm gonna pull up Lamar Miller's stats though.
Sure. I bet you his whole
Take your time.
I bet you his whole career to this point hasn't added up to those four seasons combined. Whatever those.
He has like 800 yards a year a season.
And with like four touchdowns. Like it's, yeah, it's
he's
like a,
whack.
Yeah, bro. Dude, why are we arguing this, bro? Lamar Miller is whack. I'm embarrassed.
I think you're misinformed,
you, bro.
Like, okay. Okay. It's fine.
What was Lamar Miller? Now we're talking about this fucking guy. Best season. Just his best season.
Hold on.
They're also similar. It's hard to tell.
I have 2017 up. Hold on.
This is incomplete season. Watts. That's like...
He has two seasons over 1,000 yards.
Was it like 1,025 yards?
No, 1,100.
All right, that's not so bad.
And his career average is 4.3. So, but he's younger and he's Thomas Jones played about 12 seasons.
Well, Lamar Miller's not making it to 12 seasons, I promise you that.
I agree with that as well. He's at six, so.
I don't give a fuck about the stats, bro. Thomas Jones is better than Lamar Miller.
Not to mention that, if you look at the teams he was on, Thomas Jones was not on good offensive teams. Lamar Miller's played on some pretty good offensive teams.
Lamar Miller's averaged 5.1 yards in 2014.
That was the seven games with the Dolphins?
No, 16 games in 2014, man. Yeah, it was 5.1 yards a carry.
How many carries did he have? How many carries did he have that season, though?
Hold on. Jesus, I just put my phone down.
Three.
Yeah.
No.
One was 15.
No, I remember the year he had 5 yards a carry.
216 carries.
At five clip?
1,100 yards. 5.1 yards a carry. Right, this is at Miami, 2014.
All right, fine. I can't even he had one good year before any of us were alive.
I can't even stand talking another minute about this guy.
Yeah, he's dead to me.
Next game, Redskins versus Saints. Redskins give one up by 14. And the Saints,
sick comeback.
Bro, Saints are legit, man. Their defense is nasty. Their offense is filthy. Even though they're not, like, airing it out, their run game is
no, they're still capable of putting points up, though, when they need to.
I think the run game is best in the league at this point. Who's better than
that duo is insane.
And AP looks like a dick. They're like, he's like, I want the ball, blah, blah. I was like, bro, get out of town. You're
yeah,
old.
The
like,
second we get rid of you, we're becoming the best team in football.
Yeah, if they didn't sign him, they might be undefeated. Like, it is arguable.
I don't know. They would have probably signed Hightower or someone.
That was the game of the week, no doubt. They were down 16 points, I believe, within like the last 10 minutes of the game, and the Saints pulled it out. That was pretty incredible.
You're right. I forgot they had to get a 2-point conversion. Not only did they score a touchdown,
right,
they had to get a 2-point conversion to tie it up.
And they won overtime, yeah. That was an amazing game.
Yeah, yo. Saints, I think you're in the NFC Championship game this year.
You know who I think is actually having an ironically underrated season?
Cousins?
No, is Michael Thomas. He doesn't have the flashy numbers. His numbers are really solid, though.
He's a top 12 rare receiver every week.
His numbers are consistent and they're solid. And if you watch the guy play, he's so fucking good. He really is so good.
He's just not getting in the end zone at all.
No, there's like no touchdowns.
Two touchdowns or something, right?
Because those two fucking running backs are scoring from the 20 yards
right
in.
Breeze only has like 20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
And then Coleman has like three of them.
Yeah, and Ginn has a few.
Yeah. But anyway, as a team, they're great.
They're killing it.
I think they're right there in the NFC Championship game, and especially because they might look like they have a bye or home field throughout the playoffs. It's gonna be hard to win out and down there.
Jay Gruden amazes me. This guy like designs amazing plays, but his in-game management is awful. Like he designs amazing plays. Kirk Cousins has wide open guys, and they just lose games or play teams like the Niners close. I don't get it. I don't get what he does. It's just like that whole team's a mystery to me.
Also, they lose Thompson for the year.
R.I.P. Chris Thompson.
Yeah, that's another. But moral of the story is if you're owned by Launchpad, start praying, man, because you're going to hurt yourself very badly, especially if you're a running back. So who does he have left?
He's got all the guys on the Eagles. He's got all the guys on the Dolphins. He's got the former Dolphin J.J., and then he's got both Dolphins now, Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams.
Did he draft them all, or does he
traded for Drake. He picked up Williams as a free agent, and he drafted Ajayi, I think.
He really wants it in that run game. All right, I'm with it.
Breakout game for Samaje Perine. Please don't let it go unnoticed.
Oh, yeah, he killed it. He absolutely killed it.
I'll give him that.
5 yards a carry.
Going to the next game,
those are Lamar Miller early numbers.
And finally, we get to the Bills here. The Bills, you get what you deserve. Like you said, you fucking sit Tyra Taylor down for no reason because he had a bad game.
That's amazing.
And that guy Peterson threw 5 picks in like the first half.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
The Chargers were eaten defensively, and Keenan Allen was like, "You guys shitted on me
Watts,
last week."
Watts was killing him, and Keenan Allen was like, "Hold my dick."
Keenan Allen is definitely a listener of the show. Keenan, thanks for tuning in. And I wasn't hating on Keenan. I was just saying that he was having a down year. And he heard the show, and now he balled out last week.
Scoring
you know,
is so
props.
Fucked, is so fucking stupid this year that Keenan's like wide receiver 10 on the year now.
Oh, yeah. I know. Wide receivers is such a fucking like
it's a
disappointment
yeah.
as a genre.
Yeah.
There hasn't been like too many wide receivers that have just like gone nuts all year. You know, like
Thielen is WR3, man. That's crazy.
Well, he legit has been had a great year.
Yeah.
I
know, I know, but he like WR3 last year was like probably Odell Beckham or something. Yeah. You know,
who's the top player in fantasy? Is it
it's
is Gurley
still? Oh, AB. Wide receivers
in general.
In general, I don't know.
I think it's Russell Wilson. I want to say.
Oh, I mean, forget quarterbacks. You know, like, I'm talking. Like,
skill positions. Yeah. Oh, good one.
Probably, I want to say it's Gurley. Gurley. I mean, every time I see, every week he's scoring a touchdown. Like he's got to have like 20 touchdowns. I'm just throwing that out there. But anyway,
it might be.
Yeah, so the Bills get absolutely just beat up.
So I'm in another dynasty league where some guy drafted this guy Nathan Peterman in the second round of a rookie draft. And I like fell out of my chair because I'd never even heard of the guy. Like literally, I was like, I play in a lot of dynasty leagues, like, and I don't watch college football, but like because of that, I get to know all these prospects.
Yeah.
And some guy drafted a guy I'd never even heard of in the second round. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, what does he know? So I had that guy's name on my radar. I'm like Nathan Peterman. So like when he gets the call to start, I shoot the guy over an email that day, that morning. I'm like, oh shit, Nathan Peterman era is starting. And then I'm getting these updates on my phone at this wedding, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I shoot him an email, I'm like, Nathan Peterman era has ended.
Yeah, man, if you happen to have a rough week that week and you had to start Peterman, you lost like 10 points. Like, straight up.
Straight up minus 10. And like, McDermott, like, what are you doing? Like, how do you go back and be like, oh yeah, my bad. Tyrod, go back in there. Like, your whole judgment, your whole process is just totally compromised. Like, you are done. Like, he should be fired right now. Like, you can't do shit like that. They're a playoff contender. They're 5-5 despite all this nonsense.
If I'm Tyrod, I'm killing it the rest of the season, and I'm going to the Jets. I'm like, fuck you, Buffalo. There's no way I'm playing for that dirt, that guy, the coach. Like,
no, hell no.
You trade away.
There was a shot of during the game when Tyrod came back in and scored a touchdown, and everyone was giving high fives to the coach, and Tyrod like went under his hand, like kind of like played him.
I would too. I'd be like, bro, why'd you sit me, man? Like,
it was a decision that like made no sense at the time, and everyone said it was stupid, and everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? This makes no sense. And they're like, no, this, we're gonna do this. And it turned out exactly as expected. Maybe even worse than expected.
Worse.
Yeah.
No,
like, they deserve that.
Every time,
like, they deserve that.
Like, at worst, you thought he was going to throw three picks.
No, it's like, you know what the best place to start a rookie quarterback is and break him in? You know, traveling west at a team with a really good pass rush. That makes fucking perfect sense on the road.
Yeah, with two top rated corners. Both those guys are in the top 10.
No, just one. Verrett's done for the year.
Right. Joey Bosa. It's like
Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram.
Yeah.
I mean, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Like, yeah, it's so stupid. Like, they literally set this guy up to fail. It's insane.
Anyway.
I wish they left him in, though. I wanted to see if he could get to 10.
What's the record?
The record, I think, is like, gotta be 6 or 7. I don't know.
They showed it. I forget. It's something crazy like that. Yeah.
So anyway, Chargers 8. Just 8 all over the Bills. They
lock of the week. That's my second week in a row. My lock of the week has won by like 35 plus.
Next game, the Bengals, the Broncos. Bengals. First of all, the pick, come on, bro. You pick it in the end zone, run to basically your goal line and get stopped because you fucking dropped the ball. Like, oh, it was the worst.
Absolutely. That game was really hard to watch. And because the other games were Chargers-Bills, which was a blowout, and Pats-Oakland, which was a blowout, Red Zone kept showing this fucking Bengals-Broncos game. It was so bad, so hard to watch. It was brutal. It was absolutely brutal.
It got their offensive coordinator fired.
Yeah, I know. And that's not really – I mean, you have Simeon and Brock Osweiler. These guys are total zeros. And I guess somebody had to be the fall man, and that's unfortunate.
If you're the – if you're the coach or the offensive coordinator and, like, you know, management, Elway comes, it's like, yo, our offense sucked. It's like, yeah, bro. Well, like, I don't got a quarterback, bro.
Like, like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
We had Tebow. You fucking ran him out of town.
Yeah. I know. We could still have Tebow, bro. Get him back in here, man.
I would be – oh, my God. Dude, I would be so here for a Tebow Broncos reunion.
Absolutely.
You cannot convince me he's worse than these fucking guys they're running out
there. There's no way he's worse. Get the billboards up. Bring back Tebow. Bro, get the Christian organizations. Get them going.
You're telling me that the fucking Jaguars wouldn't be better off with Tebow instead of Blake Bortles? Or the Buffalo Bills, like they were, instead of Peterman? Like, you're telling me that Tebow's not better than that guy?
Get him back.
I know, right? But instead of he's hitting dingers in Mets single A, bro. he's just wasting.
He could be a dual sport athlete.
Bo Jackson?
I mean, I'm all about like, but he's not like great.
People,
good
well, people do call him the White Bo Jackson. So
he's good enough to be there. He's not like Bo Jackson where he's like an all star, whatever. The guy like the best in the league. He's just like, oh, it's Tebow. He plays.
It's like that guy, the guy in the Yankees,
Deion. Was it? No, Deion Sanders, right?
No. The quarterback for the Cowboys, the guy who played baseball for the Yankees.
He went into Michigan.
Not
I don't know
Elway. Chad Henne. What's his name?
Chad Henne. But no, but that was also L.A. Elway.
But Elway never played baseball.
He did for the Yankees.
Elway did not play professional baseball.
He did for the. He got drafted by Baltimore. He said
but he never played.
He did for the Yankees.
Elway played in the major leagues.
I believe so. Yes.
Nah, you're Disney.
Look it
fact
up.
Checked.
Look it up, bro.
No fucking chance. Elway
played
major league baseball.
I remember seeing. I watched the 30 for 30 with Elway, and he was sitting there in a Yankees jersey in right field because he had a fucking gun, bro. He
was like spring training maybe or something.
I looked like he was in the Bronx.
We're gonna need to fact check this.
You talk about like 1983 or some shit. This is like he told the Baltimore Colts, "Don't draft me," and they were like, "No, we're gonna draft you. You're the best player." And he's like, "I'm gonna play baseball for the New York Yankees," and that's what that motherfucker did until he traded his rights away to the Denver Broncos.
Did you say Chad Henne? Drew Henson. Drew Henson.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Drew Henson. Different.
I think he played baseball and then went back to football. And I think he played for the Cowboys a little bit. It was terrible.
He was sitting in the Yankees like minor league system forever, and he's like, "I'm gonna play football. I'm not gonna go to the major leagues." That was it. All right, so where were we? The Bengals beat them by 3. Who cares? The Patriots shitted on the Raiders here. The Raiders, man, they just don't look good this year. Amari Cooper hasn't played very well except for that one game where he killed the Chiefs. Like, what do you think about that?
Garbage, man. They're just not a good team. Their defense is terrible. They fired their D coordinator today. Their secondary doesn't have a pick this year.
That's absolutely insane. Facts. Like, how could that even be? Like, how could you not have one pick through? And this is like, it's not even week 4 or 5. It's like week 11, man. Like, how the hell? Again, Patriots, train keeps rolling. They're going to win that division. They're going to get a bye. They're going to be in the AFC Championship game for sure. The Sunday night game.
Elway never put a game in baseball for the Yankees.
He was a Yankee, though, right?
He was drafted by the Yankees. He played in a minor league system, much like Tim Tebow. He was never played a game.
All right, well, he got the call-up to Denver, you know?
Facts don't matter. It's whatever, yo.
Yeah. I was, like, mostly right.
Except for the one point you made was wrong.
He played for the Yankees, bro. For the Trenton Yankees, bro. That's what I was talking about. Back then, they weren't the Thunder, the Yankees. Down to the Sunday night game, without that tackle, the Cowboys look garbage, bro. Eagles lost their kicker, and it was an odd game for them. They had, like, 4 extra 2-point conversion attempts, man.
Yeah, the Cowboys look rough, man. No Tyron Smith, no Zeke. It's a different team. Worst game Dak's ever played.
Second game in a row. Taylor?
Tyron Smith.
Tyron Smith, I'm sorry. I'm like, bro, I'm holding out. You got to pay me, bro. Your team blows without me. You can't run. You can't throw. You got to pay the man.
It's bad. I mean, it's amazing. It just shows how much of an impact one guy on an offensive line could have.
Yeah. I mean,
the linebacker who kicked in replacement of Jake Elliott, he fucking kicked a touchback. I was very impressed by that. Dude, I know it has no fantasy relevance.
Did you hear the story of why he wasn't kicking field goals though? Why they wouldn't let him kick extra points?
Why? I didn't hear that.
So he was warming up on the sidelines after Elliott got a concussion, and he missed the kicking net from like 2 feet away. Like when they kicked the ball into the net, like as like warm ups. He missed the fucking net from 2 feet away. The guy was like, "You're not kicking extra points."
It's like, yo, you can't give the guy a mulligan, bro. Like, that's not his game, bro.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
If I'm the kicker, the second I kick the ball, I'm running to the sideline and getting
kickers
out.
Love making tackles, man, because that's like their only chance to like get in and be a real football player.
They're like a man to the rest of the squad.
Yeah,
like, yo,
ask the dude ask the dude who Antonio Brown, Luke Kane kicked. How fun that was.
That was amazing.
That was great.
Or the countless kickers who get blown
up. That was a punter. That was even worse. I feel like punters are generally a little more bigger bitches than kickers.
Yeah, because they never had that pressure. Like, these kickers had that, like, pressure where you got to make a kick, bro. Punter's like, make a bad punt.
Kick your ball, whatever.
Whatever. I'd be like, if you're a kicker, bro, why do I need a punter, bro? You do both. Like,
that's it is crazy that has not been consolidated into one position.
Yeah, you know what? I figured Bill Belichick would have been all over that.
Like, you said that, but it was more common back in the day that they had kickers and punters were one.
How hard could it be?
I don't know, man. I try to punt the ball. I always go to the side. I can never get it. Like,
yeah, but you can't kick a field goal either. You can't do either.
I know.
But if you could do one, I would think you could do both.
On the Falcons,
that guy Bosher, he punts and he kicks off from the tee, but he doesn't kick their field goals.
Yeah, they have that. That's actually somewhat common because a lot of these kickers don't have like a bitch leg, so they can't kick off in the. They can't kick the kickoffs, but they're accurate on field goals.
They're bad accurate, yeah. That's crazy, right? Isn't that weird? Like, come on, dude. Step your game up.
Speaking of kickers, this is another kicker podcast. Has anyone else noticed that Bill Belichick, once again, fucking outsmarted everyone else in the league? He has his kicker kicking the ball off on kickoffs, kicking it short of the end zone. So the guy has to bring the ball out.
Because it's 25 yards?
So their average starting position is like 18 yards against him instead of 25, like every other team in the league.
Isn't that amazing? Why hasn't anybody else figured this out? Like, and come on.
And there's a turnover. Like,
there's also a chance of the touchdown.
For sure. But, yeah.
I take the chance, though, with your, like, maybe twice a year you might get one run back on you, but, like, the rest of the year they're fucking starting at the 18, 20-yard line.
And I'll bet you get at least one fumble.
Oh yeah, you know what? Right. It's probably I want to say it's probably like maybe two returns and two fumbles
I think it's equal chance of fumble versus run back.
No, 100%. I think it's probably more of a chance of a fumble than a run back. Yeah. Run back rarely happens.
Yeah,
I mean even more rarely happens now that they fucking kick the ball to the bounce. I hate that rule, bro. Like, special teams used to be a lot of fun. There's guys like Dante Hall that were just really good at it.
I agree. They're exciting plays.
Ron Dixon, he actually helped us not get fucking shut out in the Super Bowl against the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, it was a lot of fun, man. Drain Lewis. All right, so moving on to Monday Night Football. Oh, well, let's just say Carson Wentz and company, bro. That
the Eagles are
nasty.
Fucking, the Eagles are insane.
Yeah, so I think it's them, Saints, and Minnesota. And actually, the L.A.
I'm not putting Minnesota there. I'm saying Saints and Eagles.
I like all four of those teams, yeah. Like L.A.
I like the Rams. I'd sooner put the Rams at three than I would the Vikings.
Defense always above offense, bro.
I still think the Rams defense is as good as the Vikings defense.
No, the Vikings defense is better than the Rams defense, I think.
Nah.
The Rams, their defense is good because they're fucking, they're always playing from behind. They're always playing up like 14 points because their offense is putting up crazy points. So like their fucking, their ends don't have to worry about the run so much. They can just try to go after the quarterback. It's just different when you're playing up by multiple points a lot. Well, the Vikings, you know, their defense is nasty, I think. I don't know. Nah. All right. The last game this week where Watts locked in for sure, the Falcons. I'm sorry, the Seahawks. but anyway, the Falcons, Seahawks. Russell Wilson is the whole damn show over there, man. That guy's nasty.
Didn't Watts hit the paper? One of you actually did pick the Seattle, right?
I picked it.
You picked them.
He picked Seattle.
Okay, yeah. I was like, somebody did actually end up picking Seattle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard place to play.
I hear that.
I wasn't like super off, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a close game.
Yeah. What were they? Are they favored by three?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So
that game was a crazy shootout.
That almost lost Watts his week. It was, that Legion of Boom, man, I feel bad. They're all old and shitty now.
They're all hurt. What do you mean they're all, forget old? They're not even on the field.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like, it's not the fact that, like, I feel like they've just played so much football going deep into playoffs and, like, they're in their late 20s at this point. Like,
it's just sad to me. It's like, clearly the end of an era. Like, you watch it and it's just like, it's done.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not like they're in the mid-20s and got hurt. They'll be back next year, you know?
It's done.
They're done.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Sherman
Blount. Shaq Griffin, who showed a lot of promise, got concussed on, like, the first play of the game. So they were really compromised back there.
Really funny.
Byron Maxwell was fucking back out there. And he was just being targeted almost every play.
Wait, he's back?
He's back with the with
oh, no,
the
sorry. I'm thinking of he was never on Seattle, was he?
He was back in the day. And then I think they traded him to Philly. And then he was on Miami. He was cut by Miami. And then Philly the Seahawks picked him back up. He got, like, basically played the whole game because Shaq Griffin got hurt.
Yeah, you're right. Do they still have Jeremy Lane?
Did make a – he actually played all right. He held down Julio on a couple plays. Okay. Also gave up a few big plays, but
they need to re-sign Brendan Browner. That guy was good for like 800 pass interference yards of the game.
All right, guys. So we're gonna go into this week's pick'em here and see how we fare this year. Mike, what's the yearly status on this?
Year to date, right now, I am at 79, 78, and 4, above 500 for those of you keeping track at home. Mm-hmm. Cats, you are at 72, 83, and 5. So you got some work to do to catch me. Mm-hmm. And Watts, on a percentage basis, is leading the pack at 27, 24, and 4.
Boo. Damn right. Damn right. Damn right. I told you I'd get it back this week. It was a big week. Hopefully keep it rolling. The picks this week, man, the lines are tough this week. All right, and we're on short information here on a Tuesday, so we'll see what happens.
Miller, you got the lines.
First game. Mm-hmm. Minnesota -3 at Detroit.
Let me get some of that Minnesota, man. I think Detroit, I don't think I've ever seen them win on Thanksgiving. they usually get the fucking heads beat in, so I'm going to go Minnesota coming off a big win against the Rams.
I'm gonna
follow
you.
I call a push and it happens, it's a push. Can I call it? Do I get a W for that?
No, man.
No.
I think it's a push waiting to happen.
But you don't get a W. But it does, it doesn't matter which one you pick.
I'm going to take Minnesota as well. Thielen, McKinnon, let's get it going.
Why don't you take Detroit then if you think it's a push? It doesn't matter, right?
No, because it's more beneficial for my guys.
No, and I'm just saying, but it's going to be a push, so take Detroit.
No, I'm sticking.
stop being a bitch. Come on, bro, take Detroit.
Get out of here. I called a push. Like, next week, you know, we're going to come back and revisit this. But okay, yes, Minnesota, next.
Los Angeles Chargers -1. I'm taking Minnesota.
Oh.
Los Angeles Chargers -1 at Dallas.
Give me the Chargers, bro. Chargers are going to win that division, bro. That's a dark horse, bro. If they didn't have all those shitty losses to start the season, they would be in first place by like 5 games.
Now. I know.
The rest
of that division is falling apart. It's still Kansas City.
Bro, they're coming. What they got, about 5 wins now, the Chargers?
I think so.
All right,
I think they're 1 or 2 games back.
All right, yeah, they're going to come back because they definitely have another Kansas City game.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to take the Chargers as well. I just cannot bet on the Cowboys in this current state. Just too many injuries.
No Zeke.
I don't know if Tyron Smith plays. Short week, just Thursday, so I'm going to have to agree with you, Cats.
Mm-hmm. I'm going the other way on this.
Taking Dallas?
I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm going to take Steve's Cowboys. This is a must-win for the Cowboys, honestly. Like, their playoff hopes are fading fast.
That is true.
The Chargers love losing close games. I am going with Dallas.
Dallas 19-14-3 historically on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a pretty good. That's pretty much even.
Well, the only problem, yeah, I made that up though. So
all right. obviously it's the Saints, the Minnesota Vikings, the Eagles, and the Rams, right? But who are the two wild card?
I thought it was going to be Dallas and Detroit.
Detroit's definitely one of them, right? Right now,
so I think Detroit's in there right now, and Seattle's probably in there right now as well.
They're definitely vying for it.
But the NFC East, like, I think Washington and Dallas are in play there.
Washington still?
I think so. I don't have it in front of me.
I'll bring it up.
They're 4-6. Washington's 4-6, so they're still, like, you know, outside chance.
Technically alive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next game.
Next game is the New York Giants at the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are 7.5-point favorites. I'll start. Right. I'm going to take the Redskins. I'm not falling for this Giants trap game nonsense, the bullshit 12-9 windy-ass win against Kansas City. Giants always losing to Washington. Giants, even when they're good, lose in Washington. 7.5-point favorites. I don't care. Redskins should cover that.
I really want to take my Giants, man. But you know what? Nah. Actually, no, they have no running back. Oh, they have Perrine. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm taking the Redskins. Yeah, I'll take the Redskins. It hurts me. I think I've literally taken the Giants every week, and they really screwed me.
My bookie had this game at 7, not 7.5, but I will take the Skins either way at 7, 7.5. Give me 10 points. I'm taking the Skins in this game. The Giants still suck.
All right, I'm giving you 10.
A quick update for the standings. The Panthers are actually...
I always forget about the Panthers.
Yeah, they're in the wild card, #1, and then there's a three-way tie between the Seahawks, the Lions, and the Falcons. They're all...
I always forget about the Falcons, too.
They're all 6-4.
Seattle,
actually,
Seattle's trending the wrong way.
Teams that are still in it, amazingly enough, are the Bucks, the Pack, and the Cardinals. and the Redskins. They're all kind of
Pack and the Cardinals are certainly pretenders.
I'm not saying all these teams are going to make it.
I don't think they have a chance. But I don't think those two teams have a chance. The Redskins, I think, are actually a decent team. Mm-hmm. A ton of injuries.
You know, the Seahawks, Blair Walsh missed 3 field goals in that Skins game, and then he missed a critical one last night. Like, oh, if he hits his...
Well, forget the one he missed last night. If they didn't go for that fake, they would have won the game.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. They really like compromise themselves and really jeopardize their future. But
bro, the Blair Witch Project, bro, fucking
the
Blair.
Dude, the Vikings were so Vikings fans were so happy to see that guy go.
He has got the biggest leg ever, bro. It's 51 yards. I'm seeing motherfuckers kick that shit from like 60, yeah, bro. You can't get a 51 yard.
There was like zero win too, man. That's
he wasn't like he had the crossbar. He was like 6 yards short. Like,
it was short,
close.
Man. I could look. I could see if it went left or right, man. That happens, bro. But you kick it short, bro. On a 50, yeah. You should be able to kick
50
that.
Yards. Like, come on.
I bet you get Gary Anderson out of retirement and he kicks that 50-yard field goal.
I saw somebody on Twitter taking a shot at Blair Walsh because in a preseason Seattle Minnesota game, he kicked like a 52-yard field goal, and he was like looking over at the Vikings like, yeah, what? Like, like, you shouldn't have let me go. It's like, great, I'm glad you could do it in preseason, buddy, but like, you can't kick it when it matters.
First of all, and if you have a kicker, like, again, like, why would you ever, like, a quarterback, why would you ever get rid of him? They're like,
they should have kept Hauschka.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They had Hauschka. He was a very good kicker.
Money for them for years.
Yeah, it's like a quarterback, bro. If you find a good one, just fucking keep him. Like,
right. Look at what good teams do.
Yeah.
Right? The Patriots had Vinatieri for 15 years, and then they moved on to Gostkowski, and they had him for 10 years. Like,
There's no point to, especially for a kicker, where you're talking about maybe a couple $100,000 here
right
there.
Right,
it's like,
right,
whatever,
right.
Bro. We'll just pay the kicker.
Right. It's crazy.
Definitely should have kept Hauschka.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. I forgot about that. Next game is the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are 8.5-point favorites. This is tempting.
I'm going to take the Browns in the points.
I'm taking the Browns. I'm doing it again. I'm going in. I'm going for the Browns. I'm doing it again. I have to take the I don't think Cincy should be favored 8.5. I don't care who the team is. It's the goddamn high school team. I'm not taking the Bengals.
I have to agree with you guys, man. I got to take Cleveland also.
I can't. Not, if yes! If there's any other team but the Bengals,
Jackson, where's their former coach, man? He's got beef. He knows the ins and outs of that organization.
Dude, the Bengals suck. You cannot pick the Bengals on lane 9 points almost.
No, I'm playing the Bengals defense though in fantasy.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna keep that, but this is Deshaun Kaiser. He sucks.
Corey Coleman is coming.
Yeah, okay. He's gonna break his hand when he does. What is his hand made of glass? What the fuck? How do you break your
fracture twice?
What is this quarterback throwing absolute bullets? Like, what the fuck?
Next game, Chicago Bears at Katz's Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles.
Eagles are 13.5-point favorites.
Give me the goals. I don't care what the spread is, man. They're the NFC Patriots, bro. That's it. What?
Miller's thinking about it. I'm taking the Bears. I don't think the Bears are good, but the Bears can slow like the Eagles. If they're weak anywhere, it's against the run. I think John Fox is going to pound the ball, slow it down, not turn it over, play like whatever. It's the Eagles win that game probably by like 10, but I think the Bears cover.
Listen to this statement. Another 3-and-out for the Bears. All right, you're gonna hear that shit all day.
I think everything you just said, Watts, makes a lot of sense, but I'm gonna go with Philly.
Okay.
They've just been racking up points on people.
They're killing everybody. Is there a kicker going to be back?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Ooh, see, these are the X factors you got to consider, man.
They're just going for two and making most of them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, too. That's facts. That's facts, though.
Speaking of the NFC Patriots, the AFC Patriots are hosting the Miami Dolphins and laying 16 points.
Is that
enough points for you, Cats?
No, nah, man.
No.
I'm taking the Patriots, bro.
No.
Like, how many points have they won the last 3 games by? Like, like it was like, that'd be like 20 apiece, right?
Yeah, this would need to be 20 points for me to think about the Dolphins.
It would have to be 25. The Dolphins.
I'm taking the Patriots.
First of all, I mean, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing that Cutler's not playing.
Is he officially not playing? I have no idea.
He had a concussion.
Yeah, what concussion?
He's going to. I thought they had to. It's a minimum 1 week.
No.
It's not?
Oh. No.
It should be. That guy sucks.
Phil Rivers had a concussion the week before. He played this past week.
I'm sure that.
I don't know if it matters which quarterback's playing, though.
They should start Cutler, take him out in the fucking end of the first, and just have Matt Moore come off the bench. He's good off the bench. He's like the sixth man.
Watts, who do you want here? 16 points enough?
I cannot take the Dolphins. They are a terrible, terrible team. I'm taking the Pats. Like you said, Mike, it'd have to be at least 20 points, 21 points for me to go the other way.
All right. The free-falling Buffalo Bills are traveling to the also free-falling Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 10 here.
Wait, they're giving up 10 points?
Yeah.
Give me the Bills, bro. 10 points is a lot. It's too much.
I'm going to take KC. I think the Bills are just in fucking
Who's starting?
I'm guessing it's got to be Tyrod. I don't know for sure.
No, here's the thing. McDermott has not made a commitment one way or the other.
I'll tell you right now. If he says...
Why, though? Like, it's pretty obvious. Vegas, you cannot start the guy Peterman.
Yeah, Vegas is pricing this game as if Tyrod's starting because... Yeah, if Peterman is starting, he's telling his team, pack up your bags and go home. The game is over.
Yeah.
Right. You can't start that guy.
Can I make a stipulation? If Peterman starts, I'll take the Chiefs.
If Peterman starts, I'll flip you to the Chiefs. All That's right. fair. I'm going to take the Chiefs, regardless of who's starting. I just think the Bills.
Fuck stipulation. I think the Bills. Are we part of the law right now? What the fuck is this?
All right, give me the Chiefs. Stipulations. Just give me the Chiefs then. All right, fuck the Bills.
There you go. I'm taking the Chiefs also. Fuck the Bills.
I think the Bills have given up on football.
Yeah, I think so too.
They tried slowly but surely all year, getting all whack players on their squad.
Yeah. Next game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons, the surging Atlanta Falcons. Falcons are laying 9.5 points.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, to be honest with you.
All right.
I'm going to be honest with you, too. I'm going to take Tampa Bay as well. Atlanta, it seems like the obvious choice here, but we can't forget Atlanta lost the Bills at home. I don't know if they've beaten anybody other than Dallas by more than 10 when Dallas was decimated by injuries. I'm still not buying Atlanta. I'm taking Tampa Bay conference divisional rivalry there.
Look, I'm not buying Atlanta either, but I'm going to take them.
I have an announcement to make. This will be the first time where I'm going to bring up out of the minor leagues O.J. Howard and see what he's all about. He's going to get to start this week.
Oh, shit.
Oh
shit.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Launch
pad. Story of OJ.
Bring up OJ. I feel that, you know.
Can you rename your team the story of OJ?
I'm going to be like OJ and the, I don't know. The
juice is loose?
The juice is loose. Yeah, but he's getting his first start this week.
Cameron Brady had 3 games in a row of under 2 points in fantasy. Is that good?
He's on his way out. And then, you know what? OJ Howard, not every week, but like
he's working
it seems
his way
like
up there.
Every couple of weeks, he's having a big game.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel with Fitzpatrick. You know, I think it's a better quarterback situation than James Winston. For at least
who are you
for
tight end besides Hooper?
Hooper and Kittle. I think Kittle had a bye week last week.
Yeah.
I have all
he's
young guys.
Too,
like,
but yeah. My but tight Howard's end, the best option for you right now.
Yeah. Tight end. Come see me in 2 years with my tight ends. My tight ends might be real good. But
it's true.
Right now, not so much.
All right. Next game. Carolina -4.5 at the Jets. This looks like a trap.
Give me Carolina, man. I'm going to take Carolina in this. I don't. The Jets whack. Just this whack.
I know it looks like a trap, but I'm taking Carolina as well, and I am a Jets fan. And it's primarily because Carolina's defense is first ranked in the league. The Jets have been able to pull some things off on the offensive side of the ball. I'm still not sure how they've done it, but that's not going to happen this week.
Not to mention they got rid of Kelvin Benjamin, and Greg Olsen should be coming back this week.
Olsen's back. Right. Curtis yep. Samuel's gone. Cam Newton's balling out, man.
Yeah, he is.
So he got rid of that fat mess.
I got to take Carolina as well. I really want to take the Jets, but I don't have the balls to do it. I just I can't. I have a hard time understanding how the Jets ever score any points. So.
How many games have we all been in agreement in? Seems like a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of like 9 probably.
Wow, that's a lot. That almost never happens.
Yeah. Here's one that might mix some things up. Tennessee -3.5 at Indianapolis.
Give me Tennessee. I don't want to pick Tennessee. Like I just don't because everything that they're about this year I hate. But they're a better team than the Colts.
All right, I'm going to take the Colts. Fuck this.
Yeah. I'm taking the Colts as well. Like
Really?
I really want to take Tennessee, but I'm going to take the Colts. There's another conference game. Indy's playing at home. I'm taking the home points.
I just don't think these teams are that different skill-wise.
I think the Tennessee Titans got more skill than them. Well, besides T.Y., who do the Colts have?
Nobody.
Feed Moncrief.
Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack?
I don't know. The Titans just aren't good, man. The Titans find ways to lose games all the time.
Yeah, but they're not bad, though. Like,
they're,
I don't know.
I think they're bad.
They're whack.
I think they're bad.
No, they're not bad. They're whack.
I think they're the NFC Dolphins.
No, they're much better than the Dolphins.
I disagree.
Indy's played tough the last couple of weeks. They almost beat the Steelers at home. Like,
first of all,
they're just kind of like a tough, annoying team. They're not good, but they can like play you.
First of all, they're both in the AFC, Mike.
AFC South.
Well played.
Right. I just realized what you said. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, this next game should be controversial as well.
Seattle -6.5 at San Fran.
Give me the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sorry. Give me the Seattle Mariners.
That might have been a Seattle Friday squad.
I'm going to take San Fran.
I'm taking San Fran as well.
Guys are nuts.
Dude, San Fran at home has beaten Seattle 3 or 4 years in a row when Seattle was actually good. Seattle right now is decimated.
Yes. They're coming off a bye. And we might see Jimmy G this week.
You won't.
We're going to see Jimmy
G. You will not see Jimmy G. But CJ Beathard has gotten better in every week for the last 4 weeks.
Could have got worse than that Dallas start.
That's facts, though. He beat the Giants. They beat the shit out of him.
The Giants suck, bro. Like, this, the third worst team in the NFL.
But he beat them.
Beat them. Here's a good match. Game of the week. New Orleans Saints at Los Angeles Rams.
Damn.
The Rams are 2.5-point favorites.
Do you think it's going to be score fest, or is this going to be like a tight defensive game?
I think more of the latter. I think a lot of running, a lot of defense.
What's the over-under? Anyone know?
I don't know. My guess, if I had to guess, it would be 48.
I would say the under on this.
That's the number that I was saying, 47.5. I'm taking the LA Rams. I think they get back on track here. This is a long trip for the Saints, and I think the Rams are really good. It was an off week last week, and I think they get back on track. That offense is very good, and I don't know what the status of Lattimore is either. It seems like he's trending back, but I'm not 100% sure. But I like the Rams at home.
Give me the Saints, bro. I like everything about the Saints, man. They got the run game. And if I had to pick under over, games like this are always the under, man. Like, two good offensive squads like this.
Oh, wow. It's 54 is the over under.
Woo!
I'm gonna go under close on that.
Wow. Should we all put a 50 burger on the under on that? And we'll get go out to a nice hibachi after?
Yeah, man. if you want to put a little side bit, a little side action, as it will, for the under.
Take, Cats? I don't know.
I picked the Saints. The New Orleans.
You're taking New Orleans. New Orleans. With the points. Mm-hmm.
Even though I do want to see like a big score fest, this would be a fun game to watch.
I'm going to take the Rams as well.
Yes.
I don't think the Saints are the same team outside the Superdome.
They aren't. And they played weak teams. They played like Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. I forget who else they played on the road, but it hasn't been anything impressive. So this is going to be their first real road test.
All right. Next, we got the Jacksonville Jaguars. Giving up 4.5 points, traveling to Arizona.
This is the Blake. I'm sorry, the Blaine Gabbert revenge game.
Oh, that's right. Good call.
This is Blaine versus Blake.
# narrative street.
Yeah.
# two whack quarterbacks. Give me Saxonville all day.
I'm with you, Cats. I'm taking Jacksonville.
I'm taking Sacks as well. I want to take Arizona here, but I just can't do it. I'm actually surprised this line isn't larger.
I agree with you. That's why I'm not tempted at all to take Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona would be dope if it was like 2012.
Dude, Arizona has no offensive line. They're going to get decimated by that Jacksonville pass rush.
Right, and their secondary is ridiculous. And Blaine Gabbert, he's going to have to throw
like
the ball.
The only weakness Jacksonville has is like running ball, and I don't see Adrian Peterson just destroying them.
No.
Next, the second biggest fraud in the league, Denver Broncos at the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are 5-point favorites. Paxton Lynch starting this game for Denver.
Give me the Raiders. I don't know. I want to pick Denver, but the points, just give me the Raiders. I'd rather root for the Raiders.
I'm going to take Denver in the points.
I'm taking Denver in the points, so I don't think Oakland should be favored 5 points against anybody. If they were playing the Browns at home, it doesn't matter. Like they don't have an interception all year. Like, this defense is very, very troubling. So Brandon Cooks just like
their defense
run past two guys.
Disaster.
They didn't even try like covering him. You know,
Oakland's
it's crazy,
is an abomination.
I'm going.
And we talked. I think we talked about Mariota and his overratedness. I don't think there's anyone more overrated than Derek Carr. Put me on the record for that.
Hot take here: Oakland gets their first pick of the year. this game.
That's certainly possible. I think the Denver Broncos defense gets back on track, though.
Right? And you got Paxton Lynch, so.
I think that Broncos D gets back on track. I think Crabtree and Cooper get shut down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Second to final Sunday night game. Green Bay at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh 14-point favorites.
Give me Pittsburgh. At home versus a team with nobody, with no Rodgers, come on. Give me Pittsburgh.
Take a Pittsburgh as well. The strength of the Steelers is their secondary. Like, I can't imagine Brett Hundley doing anything significant. I think this is like a 4 or 5 pick game. We could get very ugly very quick. I don't even know who Brett Hundley's replacement is. And Jamal Williams is in there. It's going to be a nightmare.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh as well.
All right. Monday night game.
Monday night, Houston at Baltimore. Baltimore is 7-point favorites at home.
I'll be skipping this game. Give me Houston, man. Tom Savage and the Houston Texans.
Tom Savage.
I'll take Baltimore, bro. I'm sorry.
This is like the third one you've gone back and forth.
I don't like Baltimore. I hate picking Baltimore. I just don't like them. But they're decent enough to beat up on the Houston Texans. I don't see Tom Savage ever having another game like that.
I'm taking Baltimore. I don't think they can muster the offense to do anything against Baltimore at home. And it's going to be a long night for Tom Savage.
I'm going to follow you guys and going to take Baltimore as well. I don't know, man. Danny Woodhead's back. That team's offense trending the right direction.
All right, everyone, what's your lock of the week?
I'm going to start here. I'm taking Jacksonville. 4.5 points favorites.
I'm taking Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Give me my boys the New Orleans Saints, bro. They're going in there and winning that game.
Ooh.
Wow. There's a bold call there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on to what everyone wants to hear, the league. Let's do a quick review of last week. Arrogant Donk going to the playoffs.
It's good, it's good.
Yeah, should have beat me, bro. You really fucked me. I thought I was getting a nice pick. Now I'm going to have to battle it out to get a I'm going to have to battle out that fucking the lottery again. I'm going to have to get lucky again for the third straight year to get a good pick. I don't know. I beat you because of stupid Kenny Stills. Matt Moore. I was like, all right, that's
he balled out, man. Yeah, second half. What do you have, 180 and a touchdown or something crazy?
It was funny to me because I was like, you know how you felt against the Chiefs with the Giants this year? Earlier in the show, I was like, all right, well, if I had to beat anybody, it was that arrogant motherfucker Dunk. I know he thinks the whole time he's going to the playoffs, and I was like, I kept calling from week one. I was like, no. And at least I put a kibosh on the playoff run of Dunk.
I heard he was calling me out. He's like, "Oh, I'll get Watts and I'll beat him in the first round and if he's third spot."
Yeah, well, he won't be seeing you in the first round. He'll probably be seeing me again in the losers bracket.
He's going back to back. He's going back to back loser.
Back to back.
Well, he'll have to try to get past me. He couldn't get past me the first time. I'm calling you out, Dunk. I'll see you in 3 weeks. Next game was Wiz had a sweat one out against the James-led Fat Rob Report. We should change his name at this point because the guy doesn't play. He's done. It should be the Perrine Report. Wiz, you look close for there for a minute with
Jimmy Graham was killing it.
He was killing it. And the other guys weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
Baldwin
had one catch for 11 yards.
Mm-hmm. My man Doug Baldwin just pulled it out at the end. It was huge. It was back and forth. Every quarter, I was up, James was up, I was up, James was up, and then it took like the last, literally like 2 minutes of the game for it to be decided. So just happy with the win and happy to have clinched a playoff spot and looking forward to Steve this week. He set his lineup this morning at 7:43 a.m. I got an email. He's chomping at the bit. He followed up with some text messages. And, it's just another game for me. Just another game, just staying focused week by week.
All right, this is a big win for you. You got a still potential chance at a bye. You eliminate pretty much James from any playoffness. So bad loss for James. A good win for you. Moving on to Steve beating up on Cheese. Cheese, respectable score, but since the name change, Steve is the most powerful team.
Yeah, he's unstoppable.
It also helps that
Ryan. Why can we stop? We're gonna find out. We're gonna test that this week.
It also helps that right around the same point, Kamara started going off. So it's right. Like, you know, he
struck gold with Kamara. That was just incredible.
Cheese, you know what? Yeah, you're gonna be in the playoffs this year, so I guess patting that back.
His bye is done.
Oh, Cheese was never getting a bye. But anyway, we're gonna hear about his playoff run in 2017 for the next 10 years, because he'll probably finish like fourth or fifth, and be like, oh, I finished fourth or fifth. then we have Justin, the tanking for Cook. I guess barely escapes the Murray group. Gets the loss. He's
what was that score, like 92-89 or something like that?
It was a pretty rough score in both. Kuhn, he's going to back into the playoffs just because.
There's no one else, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us have the points to overtake him.
No, there's only one. I laid it out this morning. Who was the one person I said? Was it you? It was one person I said.
I played him last week of the year.
If you beat him, there was one. Let me see what I said this morning.
But I don't think I have the points. I would have to like really the next 2 weeks to.
So if you beat Kiyun in the last week and Donk wins out, then Donk has him on points.
Mm-hmm.
So if Donk wins out and he wins the next 2 weeks and Kiyun plays me this week, probably going to be
a loss.
And if you beat him the last week, mm-hmm. and then Donk with him would be tied, but Donk would beat him on points. So Kiyun could technically still miss the playoffs.
Oh, man.
Probably going to come down to you. If Donk handles his business.
All right, so if Donk wins, I mean, I might have to sabotage. Trubisky time, baby. Just
just to keep Donk out of the playoffs?
Yeah, just – I'm like, Donk, sorry, bro. You should have took care of
it. I will be paying very close attention to your lineup that week, and I will be potentially challenging your tanking violation.
That also fucks up your draft pick, too.
Well, I'll pay extra attention to your decisions and make sure they're all kosher.
No.
I did say multiple weeks ago, though, Katz, that Donk was fake tanking. Like, he was, like, you know, kind of putting off this facade that he was tanking, but he was really, like, trying to be competitive. And we've seen that that's actually the case.
Yeah, fortunately he ran into the old Cats train and beat that.
Ooh, choo-choo.
Yeah, that was a satisfying one. Then we have Kuhn barely gets by. Miller, I mean, it was a joke facing Shane Falco. Woods without.
I left 25 points on the bench with Keenan Allen. But
oh, you didn't play him?
No.
Who'd you play instead of
him? I don't remember. Probably Juju, Golden Tate, a bunch of guys.
Yeah, so business as usual, taking down top team, taking down the lowest team.
Clinched a bye, first time ever.
Gets that bye. Feinberg beating the crap out of Mahi Mahi Ajayi. I told you, change your name, bro. Doesn't make sense now that he's an Eagle. It should be like Fly He Ajayi.
Ooh.
There you go. All right.
It should be girl shorts, fucking cock monster, whatever. What'd you say he looked like?
He wanted to get face fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, he just needs the pigtails, bro. Let's get the. I mean, it was rough, man. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy looks like a prison bitch.
How long ago does it feel like when his team was like competitive? There was like a week or two stretch where his team was kind of nice.
I jinxed his team. I put him up there like top three, and then ever since then,
I was in Europe with him. He was like, "Did you hear? Like, what?" It's like, "I'm in Katz's top three. You're number five." I'm like, "Oh shit! Oh, excuse me,
lifetime ago.
Go back home and protest." This
that
is
had
insane.
To be what 6 weeks ago. That was an Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah, at least 6 weeks, man. That was like week three or four of the season.
Once he lost Dalvin Cook, his team was on steady decline. Dalvin Cook was killing it, and then he killed it. He's done.
Yeah, he lost Diggs for like 6 weeks. Parker still has done nothing. Like Mariota's trash.
All right, so let's move on to this week in our bold predictions here. We have the first game of the week here. We have Flyy Ajayi versus myself. CMC. Yeah, you know me. I'm going to actually pick myself for the first time in a while just because he's got nobody going on. Now that he lost Thompson, too.
Who cares? This game is meaningless.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
This is a battle for the tank.
Well, yes. Exactly. Fair.
If he wins, then we're back even. He has more points than me. I drop down a couple more levels.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah. So this is
I'm going to have to start paying close attention to everyone's lineups, what you're saying.
Yeah, well, there's like four guys that are like 4-7, 3. Right. Like, you know, like. Then we have the Donk Marius Thomas versus the Wiz.
Game of the week.
This is really for a bye almost.
Well, like, Feinberg's sitting there pretty at number two.
I think they all have the same amount of games won, right?
I don't think
so. Donk Marius has won less than me.
Yeah, and you're what? So you won behind Feinberg or you're tied?
No, they're tied.
Oh, tied with Feinberg. Okay. But he's got some points considerably.
All right, so I mean,
Watts needs to win this for any chance of a
bye. Watts needs to keep his winning ways, and Steve needs to
win it for any chance of him to get a bye. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this is a big game here. I'm gonna actually go with Steve. Steve's since the Donk Mary's Thomas name change, undefeated.
I agree. I pick him. I pick Steve every week since the name change. I gotta pick him again.
Yeah.
You guys are breaking my heart. Breaking my heart. Breaking my heart. Of course, I'm picking myself. You know, every week we just go in there. We don't necessarily blow up the scoreboard, but we're very, very consistent. $110, $120, $110, $120, and we just do our thing. So Thielen. Steve is Thielen himself. And we're going to win.
I will say Alvin Kamara is currently exceeding his expected fantasy points by 50 points, like 140 to like 90 versus what...
Regression. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Regression.
I am saying there's a big regression coming for him. So.
And he's playing on the road, and Davante Adams should do nothing against Pittsburgh. I think Steve's in for a rude awakening for the second time.
I don't know, Devonta Freeman.
I beat him week one, and
it's possible Devonta Freeman does not play as well.
Yeah.
All right. So going on to Justin versus Cheese, I'm actually going to call an upset here, man. I'm going to say Justin beats Cheese.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't think Herman's broke 100 points this season.
Cat just hates Cheese. It doesn't really matter. He's just going to logic his way back into it. You know, it's reverse engineering.
I'm going to say
Herman's team is fucking awful.
Who are the Chargers playing again?
The Chargers are playing
Dallas.
The Bills?
Yeah, Dallas.
Oh. Dallas. In Dallas.
At Dallas on Thanksgiving.
I like that matchup. He's got all the Chargers pretty much.
No, he doesn't have Austin Eckler, and he doesn't have Keenan Allen. He doesn't have the only guys who actually score points on the Chargers.
What happened to Melvin Gordon? He's not playing.
He's playing. He's just
whack.
He's being outshined by Austin Eckler.
He's being outshined by Austin Eckler.
All right, so I'm going to take an upset win for Justin over here. I'm hoping because you know I want my pick to be better. So
fair enough.
All right,
I'm going to pick Cheese.
Yeah, Wiz.
I'm going Cheese.
All right, here's a big for the last playoff spot here. Kuhn can clinch it up here by beating Miller, but. He's got a tall task right here, beating the number one team in the league. Miller clinches, I think, the number one seed overall. If he, like, I don't think it matters so much, but you're the number one team in the league if you win this week, right?
Yeah, I would clinch the official number one. Actually, I think I already clinched it.
Did you?
Damn, son.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've already clinched it.
Because he has so many points that you basically have a game.
I'm two wins ahead. I'm two wins ahead than the person behind me. Mm-hmm. So if I lose out and they win out, I'm tied, but I have everyone beaten points.
All right.
Yeah. I already clinched number one spot. And the point, it's like you have three games in hand.
Yeah. So I basically already clinched number one spot, but I'm still going to roll out my best lineup possible because I want to give Kuhn a shot to miss the playoffs.
All right. So yeah, Miller I think beats the shit out of Kuhn.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Nothing to add.
Fat Rob Report versus Feinberg. Feinberg, I think. Wins again.
If he wins this or no?
I think points is the difference. But how many points?
That's the question between points.
He's got me enough. He's got me at like 100
so
points.
So if he wins this, he clinches a bye.
He pretty much clinches a bye. Right? Watts would have to have a miracle happen.
Oh, no, wait, Watts. You and him are tied right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so you could win out and he could win and then lose and you'd beat him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Got it.
All right. So yeah, I'm going to call Feinberg the winner here.
I think Feinberg gets this done.
Come on, Fat Rob, Staten Island. Come on, James.
All right, in our last game of the week.
James is beating himself every week, man. He's got the roster. He just makes bad roster decisions and just fucks himself.
He's lost a lot of close games.
All right. A ton of close games, man. He's in for positive regression next year.
Our last game of the week here, the game to keep Donk's hopes alive. He faces the last seed, Shane Falco. I think he beat Shane Falco to keep his like playoff hopes alive because I know, Donk, you secretly think you're back into the playoffs. It's not happening.
He's got a shot.
Trubisky, week 13, bro. Trubisky, going to start a bump. Breida, to start them all, bro.
Be a mistake. Sacrifice your own pick despite
that. No, I'm not sacrificing my own pick.
You were?
No way, man. My guys are all on the same level, bro.
No way. I would need a written essay on why those were the right choices.
I'll write one up. If I write one up, then you didn't.
Oh, I don't have to accept it. You can't just be like, I want this guy because his name is Breida.
Why I got to write it up?
You got to write it up, and then a panel will review it and determine if it's acceptable or not.
Who's the panel?
Me.
That's not a panel. First of all,
I'm not recusing myself.
Who's
Chang Donk playing again?
Donk's playing Woods, bro. I'm picking Donk.
Who made the schedule, man? Fake Tank. I guess I'll take Fake Tank Donk.
I'm taking Donk.
All right. All right. So let's just get the Disco Era award here. Who's scoring the least amount of points? I'm going to say it's Launchpad after the Thompson injury. I think he's got nothing.
I'm going to between Woods and Herman every week. I'm going to say Herman.
Herman. Watts, who do you think is getting the low score this week?
Steve.
Okay. I like it. That's actually.
I know he's gonna tune in, and I know this is gonna be bulletin board material for him. So,
all right, now the highest score of the week. Who gets the highest score here? I'm gonna have to say Miller again. I pick him every week. So,
I'm gonna pick Feinberg.
Feinberg, Watts is going Watts like he does every week.
No. I'm taking the Fat Rob report.
Oh, give him a little positive. Well,
putting the positive juju out there.
Putting it out into the energy.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Since this was an early week, I didn't get a chance to do the puppeteering thing because the site didn't update this week, so it was like a bitch to see who, like, what teams were on buys and who's facing who. So let's just jump right into the.
You're the worst.
What?
You're the worst, Cats.
I'm sorry, Mike. Let's jump right into the what everyone was waiting for is the fantasy rankings, the official fantasy rankings by me, myself. Number 12, we got Woods. He's just dead last at this point. Number 11, we have Launchpad. Maybe vying for a spot for dead last. Who knows? Number 10, Herman. You know what? I said at the beginning of the year, and I think you said too, that Herman was finished in the bottom three. I think he's managed to.
Well on his way.
Number 9, Donk. I finished ahead of you, Donk, because I beat you. I don't care how many points you have. Number 8, myself. Number 7, James. And number 6, Kuhn. Somehow you're in the playoffs. I don't get it. Number 5, Cheese. Somehow you're in the playoffs. I also don't get it. Number 4, we got Wiz. Moving up a spot. You overtake the Cheese. Number 3, Feinberg. And number
Jesus.
It's tough up there in the top, man. Number 2, Steve. Ever since the ever since the name change, man, I like Steve's team. He's
killing it.
And number 1, Miller. All right, are you looking up?
I got some start sets. Yeah.
Okay.
You can edit this and put the segment before the power rankings if you want to go.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
All right. First, I got here Kuhn. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do this one a little differently. I'm gonna give you 4 receivers, and he's got to start 2 of them. Mm-hmm. So he's got Crabtree versus Denver, Fitz versus Jacksonville, Aguilar versus Chicago, and Funchess versus the Jets.
Give me Funchess. There's
a Funchy. Funchy, and I take Larry Fitz. He plays a lot in the slot. He'd avoid those two guys, Ramsey and Abue.
Give me Funchess and Funchess and Crabtree. Denver's been playing pretty shitty.
I'm going Funchess and Aguilar. Myself.
You actually had a hard one hard matchup, I thought.
I would say it was
Gore. It was Perrine or Hyde.
Perrine versus Hyde.
I would go Perrine.
Watts?
I'm sorry. What was it again? Perrine, you guys got cut off.
Perrine versus Hyde.
I'm taking Hyde.
I think I'm leading Hyde as well.
Yeah.
I like Perrine's upside. Hyde constantly just gives you like a 10-12 point performance.
I'm also happy leaving Perrine on my taxi squad because I just don't really.
Oh, he's on your taxi squad?
Yeah, I don't super care if I win this week. I mean, I'd like to give Kuhn a chance to be knocked out of the playoffs.
Leave him on your taxi
but
squad.
I feel like I can just leave him there. Steve, Jared Goff versus the Saints at home, or Matt Ryan at home versus Tampa Bay?
Matt Ryan at home versus Tampa Bay.
Watts?
Give me it again. I'm sorry.
Jared Goff at home versus the Saints or Matt Ryan at home versus Tampa Bay?
No, I got to take Matt Ryan.
I'm going to take Matt Ryan as well.
His bench is always rough because his bench sucks. And it's, like his stars are so clear.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm shocked that Goff's even in the consideration at this point, but he is. All right, let's go to our boy Watts. Ooh, you got a lot of tough ones here.
I know.
Woo! Let's say flex. There's like 5 options. It's either Delanie Walker, Frank Gore, Marlon Mack, Randall Cobb, or Marquise Lee.
Give me Delanie Walker. I think he's the most consistent out of those guys.
Tough. Marquise Lee's at Arizona, though. Patrick Peterson. I think I'm actually going to go Frank Gore here.
Gore.
But I would start Walker at tight end, probably. Oh, Croft is playing Cleveland. Cleveland can't
cover
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Cleveland can't cover the tight end at all. Is Delanie Walker healthy? He gets hurt every week.
He's fine. He had like 90 yards. He dropped a touchdown last week.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I think I would actually stick with what you got then. I think I would stick with Delanie Walker.
Thank you.
I got Will Fuller in two firsts. Do you start...
Is that you, Watts?
Yeah, it's me. I'm getting texted.
Ooh. Do you start Bruce
Not
Ellington?
Not my dime pieces. Fucking annoying fantasy football stuff. Anyway.
Bruce Ellington at Baltimore or Dontrell Inman at Philly?
Whew. That's a hard one, man.
These are the kind of decisions Cheese has to make, man.
I just take no points to start neither. I'll take Bruce Ellington. I don't know what he's got. I think Philly's got a good defense, and Inman's got nothing pretty much the first couple weeks he's been there.
He had a good week one.
I'll take Ellington as well because they move him around a lot, and I'm assuming Philly's not playing, so they might be down a lot in that game. Garbage time. Yeah, I'll take that.
I was assuming that he's not playing as well. I'm going to take Ellington also.
Does he have all three receivers on the Houston Texans?
Yes.
That's insane. Like, why would you even draft him all? Like,
he picked up Ellington as a free agent, I think.
But why? I'd be like, I don't even want another receiver on this fucking team.
Why, though?
We got Herman here.
Ugh,
would you start Taylor Gabriel
or Julio Jones?
Or Mike Wallace?
That's actually legit.
I would start Mike Wallace. I just think that he constantly gets a weird touchdown every once in a while.
I agree with you. I would start Wallace as well. He had a touchdown last week, right?
Wallace. Yeah, he had a nice touchdown last week.
James has got to get... That decision might be made for him. James may not have a decision here because I think he's got to start Jordy because Sterling Shepard's not going to play.
He's got migraines again?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I don't think James actually has any decisions to make.
He's going to lose.
Yeah, he's got nothing. There's really no decision to be made to change the team between injuries and whatnot. Feinberg, here's an interesting one. Lamar Miller at Baltimore or Orleans Darkwa at Washington or Danny Woodhead versus Houston.
Give me Danny Woodhead.
Cats I might take Danny Woods. Like Danny.
You both like Woodhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go Darkwa.
That guy.
I like Darkwa.
It's what? Who are they playing?
Washington.
Washington? No.
All right. Arrogant Donk.
Oh, all right.
Alex Collins versus Houston or Marshawn Lynch versus Denver?
Marshawn Lynch versus Denver. Play that guy.
I'm going to take a Collins class, man. I'm taking Alex Collins.
Reverse that.
I see what's going on there.
I was doing the wrong thing. I wanted him to Alex Collins. Play Alex Collins, bro.
I actually think I would say Alex Collins also. In all seriousness, Denver's run defense has been nasty this year. I kinda like Alex Collins too. Oh, Wizards team is rough. Rex Burkhead versus Miami or CJ Anderson at Oakland.
Give me Rex. I think the Patriots to score points. He might get a touchdown.
Rex fumbled last week and they like benched him. I'll still take him because CJ Anderson is fucking terrible. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Rex gets out of the doghouse or not this week, but I agree. I'd take the chance.
Yeah, especially if they're destroying the fucking the Dolphins, they'll put in Rex and give Deion Lewis a rest.
Rex did so many good things in the last couple weeks. It's like hard to like kill him for one fumble. Like.
Well, that's Belichick, though.
I'm happy if Deion Lewis just keeps playing on passing downs as well. I'm cool with that. Cats, do you have any hard decisions?
My quarterback, bro, always.
All right. I guess we'll say Derrick Henry at Indy or Amir Abdullah versus Minnesota. I'm actually going to say Derrick Henry here. I just think Abdullah is just a zero upside play and tough matchup versus Mini.
I just think that the like carries that Henry is going to get is just like five carries. You know, they don't give them balls.
Oh, I know.
Like they'll give Abdullah the ball, just not like in any good way. I don't know. I'll go to Abdullah. I think he's just going to get more touches.
I think it's close.
I'm going to go with Derrick Henry. Did he crush Indy last time? I think that was
like, I won't say garbage time, but like the game was already out of hand. He had that 65-yard touchdown. I think that was right, versus Indy.
I'll still go with him. Abdullah is too inconsistent for me.
All right, a launch pad. Tyler Lockett versus San Fran or Danny Amendola versus Miami?
Gotta go with the Patriots. Go with Amendola. I'd just take the Patriots.
I agree with you. I would go Amendola as well.
I'll go the other way.
You're going Lockett?
Yeah.
Amendola was a decent start without Hogan, I think. But all right, that's all we got for this week. All
right, yo.
Hope you all listen to me. And, you know, you guys have been leaving points on your bench. That's on you, you know. My conscience is clear.
You left Keenan Allen on your bench this week.
That wasn't a start sit last week.
Fucking Watts called him out.
Yeah, I agree with Watts. That was the problem.
Yeah. we'll see you all next week on the league podcast.
Back to our regular scheduled time.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, and Steve, I'm coming for you.
Enjoy Thanksgiving, most overrated holiday ever.
Get that money. Peace, guys. You gotta flirt that, can't cut her after we done, it wasn't worth